Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord raised up the nation of Babylon and exalted Nebuchadnezzar above all the kings of the earth in order to use him for the chastening of Israel by bringing her into captivity and destroying the temple. Then the Lord brought destruction upon Babylon for daring to lift its hands against the anointed of the Lord. This destroyer of Israel was destroyed by him who is the destroyer of all who glory in themselves. Murmuring or questioning our lot and position in various circumstances of life is the epitome of man's selfish pride. That which would cause a man to murmur before the Lord is his penchant to consider that he is worthy of better circumstances. It was that which urged Adam to eat of that fruit which Eve was deceived into partaking of. Paul says to the Corinthians, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." It is the same thing that he warned the Galatians of. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. This is the same attitude which is described by Solomon. "Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him." He also pointed out the outcome of such a mind. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So Paul speaks of falling into the hands of the destroyer, even as we read of him in Hebrews. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He is a jealous God, and will not share his glory with any. Let us flee from murmuring, and may we be given grace to follow in our Lord's footsteps, as he said, "Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." Christ is the destroyer of the wicked. The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. He told his disciples who it was that was to be feared, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Christ is the destroyer of the enemies of his people, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has triumphed over all the foes of his people. Neither the law, sin, death, hell, or their accusers can bring them into condemnation. Christ is the destroyer of the pride of those whom he loves with an everlasting love. Herein is seen the fullness of the blessing of the Lord to his chosen bride. He gives the wicked over to a reprobate mind and leaves them in the pathway that results in their destruction. But he will not allow his people to be destroyed along with them. Rather, he calls them out of darkness and into the light. Their self-reliance must be destroyed, as we see him illustrate with his dealings with Peter. As Peter boasted of his willingness and supposed ability to stand with the Lord in all things, the destroyer unsheathed his sword of kindness and brought Peter to tears and remorse. David assumed that he had hid his sin from God and the people, yet the destroyer sent the prophet Nathan to confront him and slew the confidence of David as he cried out, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest." Jonah assumed that he would circumvent the call of God, but the destroyer brought him to the very pit of hell, causing him to exclaim, "I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried, and thou heardest my voice." It was then that he learned in an unforgetful manner that salvation is of the Lord. Saul of Tarsus confidently trod the road to Damascus with letters of reprisal against the people of God. But the destroyer kindly met him on that road, striking him blind and revealing himself as the Lord of all. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Have you met the destroyer?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.